Hello, and welcome to Everyday Creation, a show about lifting our vibes for ourselves and the world. I'm Kate Jones, here to share a segment of my recent interview with Dr. Darcy Lord, a self-love expert whose mission is to help raise the consciousness of the planet. In this episode, Darcy talks about the four pillars of self-love.
You have said there are four pillars of self-love. Would you mind sharing what they
Oh
are?
gosh, I would love to. And because I've played for a long time in the self-love piece, because I'm an ex-researcher also, I started seeing and noticing in audiences and classes and students that the theory of self-love could get in there. Like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. But these pillars, they're like foundations for self-love that until we kind of get a grasp on those, it makes self-love be too airy-fairy and out there. The first pillar of self-love is exactly what you started this program with, which is innate worthiness. If we don't get it at some part of our being, that while we mess up as humans all the time, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So many people have heard that now, but to really get that, to go, I can mess up all I want. And sometimes I'm a really great human, but either way, I am innately worthy as this amazing, we're literally spiritual beings of love, of light. We're expansive beings. We can never not be. So the first thing is to literally go, this game that we play in our head that goes, I'm probably not worthy because I'm not perfect, because I didn't do it good enough. So when we go like this, I'm not perfect as a human, and I'm a perfect, beautiful, blessed, infinitely worthy spiritual being. I can never not be that. So the first pillar is, period, the end. I am infinitely worthy. So innate worthiness is the first leg of that chair to sit on. The second one is it's a choice. And what's so important about that is people are waiting around, like we wait until we feel like we're good enough. We wait till we check off the list. We wait until we go, well, as soon as I'm better or more perfect or somebody else loves me better, or until the whole world is doing it first. And it's awesome to go, look, it's just a choice. The same way as if I go, I don't know how to do a new language. It's not supposed to feel comfortable. It's new. So the second pillar is it's a choice. The third that's so important is it's a practice. And that self-love as a practice takes off the self-criticism that goes, well, I'm not doing it perfectly. I'm not doing the humanness perfectly, so I must be messing up. And you go, no, it's like eating or our spiritual traditions of meditating or working out. There's no getting it done. There's no getting it done. It's a practice. And then the fourth one that's lovely is it's called as to others, to yourself. So when you just go, I don't know what to do with it, look at how you treat others that you love and just let it gently go, oh, okay, as to others, to myself. There you go. Those are the four pillars.
All right.
Darcy is the author of 52 Weeks of Relief and the upcoming Self-Love is Your Path. To learn more, visit drdarcylord.com or listen to the full episode in your favorite podcast directory or on YouTube. This is Kate Jones, asking listeners to please spread the love by sharing these pillars of self-love with anyone you know who might enjoy them. Until next time, thank you for listening to Everyday Creation.